It's interesting to note that most people only believe in this one physical body, our gross physical body, and don't even realize that we have other, more subtle bodies to take care of. That being said, this would be a good time to talk about how we can best optimize the health of each of those bodies, starting with the gross physical body. What do you recommend most people do to take care of our precious physical body?
If we start with the gross physical body, most of the basic items that you can do for the health of the physical body are fairly well known and relatively non-controversial. And that is 6 to 8 hours of sleep, a decent diet. I'll talk about that in just a minute. A certain amount of exercise. And exercise turns out to be incredibly important, particularly for us moderns and postmoderns. Because when this body was first evolving and developing, it spent most of its time in physical activity. It's climbing trees, chasing animals, fighting for its survival. And so it evolved and developed into, you know, a very, very strongly oriented physical body. But as civilization increased, we became less and less active, more and more sedentary. So it's become more and more important for us to pay attention to decent types of exercise. Roger Walsh recently did an article on what he simply called therapeutic lifestyle changes. And what he was able to demonstrate is that simple physical changes, some of them very simple, walk 30 minutes a day, had as big an effect on things like depression, clinical anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder. In many cases, simple things like 30 minutes walking a day was as effective as medication treating these same illnesses. So we've tended to just, you know, become more dependent upon medication to somehow fix that, whereas the simplest, and in some cases even most effective way to fix it, is to just do a little bit of exercise. Don't take the elevator up to your fifth floor. Just walk the stairs every day. That alone is enough to have profound changes. Amount of sleep turns out to be enormously important. Diet is important as we continue to notice ways that improving that can help enormously. Slowly, against a fair amount of hesitation from the American Medical Association and so on, that don't like anything that they can't control through their own prescription. Slowly, we're starting to learn that megavitamins really do have an astonishing impact. And one study out of Harvard showed that taking just a general course of megavitamins across the board added an average of 7 years to a lifespan. The impacts that we're finding in the use of, for example, vitamin D and cancer is astonishing. 10 to 20,000 units has been demonstrated in many cases to not just slow cancer, but to actually reverse it. So we're continuing to learn these things about our physical body, and they're worth paying attention to. They're important. I recommend just very simply for the vitamin component, checking into something called Life Extension Foundation. It's lef.org. They stay up to date with all of the recent research in vitamins. They donate a good portion of what they make to research on the topic. And I found them over the years to be very smart in what they're doing. There's been a bit of a sea change in the type of of actual physical exercise that's turned out to be useful. And as Bob Arnott, who was the chief medical advisor to ABC News for many years, wrote a book summarizing it. And he summarized it in one phrase: old paradigm, jogging is everything. New paradigm, muscles are the engine of youth. And what we're finding is that weight lifting is turning out to be just astonishing in terms of what it can do, starting even with studies done, I believe at Emory Medical, took individuals in their 70s and they put them through a weight training course. And this was called maximum lifting. And that's lifting to exhaustion. So in other words, you take weights and you do reps with them. You lift them and put them down, lift them, put them down, until you can't lift it again. And that's called lifting to exhaustion. It's that last rep where 90% of the good stuff happens. And so when these 70-year-olds did that, their average biological clock went back 10 years. If you look at the illnesses that consistent weightlifters get, it's lower in almost every single category. If you look at the illnesses joggers get, it's higher in almost every category. Jogging basically generates an enormous amount of free radicals, and these are highly, highly toxic and disease-inducing. So it's best not to do that as your only choice for physical practice. Of course, you can do swimming and tennis and any number of other things. But if you want to pick one, weightlifting is recommended 3 to 4 times a week. 30 minutes each time is fine. Tend to alternate, maybe do upper half of your body one time, lower half of your body the other time. If you start doing that, within about 1 month, you will be shocked at how you start to feel. I have been thanked for recommending weightlifting to people more often than any other thing I recommend except meditation. They can't believe it. They're shocked. It's like I'm a new me. So try it. Yeah.